Lord, that your love is rich and powerful and drawing us, Lord God, closer to you. Oh, we're thankful tonight, God, that there's something out there that loves us and cares for us. God, there's a world dying out there with no hope, no love. Lord, it's up to us to share the love of God with this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. I'm glad you are in the house of the Lord tonight and you come to worship and hear the voice of God, hear the word of God. Amen. If you desire, he will speak to you. He will talk to you. Amen. The love of God. Aren't you glad that you have a God that loves you? Amen. I'm glad that I know that Jesus cares for me. Amen. So I want to tell us tonight of the love of God. God's love is a love like no other. You won't find anybody that can love you like God can. Like Jesus can. Amen? Nobody can love you that way. Amen? He has loved us with a deep love. In the Psalm, verse chapter 36 and 5, it begins, it says, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness. O God, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." The depths of God's love are immeasurable. His love extends to the highest of heights, to the deepest of deeps. Amen. That's where God's love is. No matter where you find yourself in this atmosphere, universe that we are in, there you can find God's love. You can find God's love. Amen. God is not hiding from you. Amen. The love of God is everywhere. And it's deep and it's wide. And it reaches and it cares. God cares for you tonight. Amen. No matter how deep you think you are, no matter how far away you think you are, God is reaching to you with love. His love. Romans 8 and 35, it says, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. You don't have an excuse, because nothing shall separate you from that love. Amen. It doesn't matter who's offended you. It doesn't matter who's hurt you. It doesn't matter. Nothing shall separate us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Now that's not supposed to separate us, but sometimes a flat tire gets us upset. Sometimes things don't go our way at the church, and when we get upset and we get separated from the love of God, we separate from the love of God. God don't go nowhere. God don't leave. But so many times we find ourselves not following God's love and His instructions. Amen? Nothing shall separate us. None of these issues, none of these situations can separate you from God's love. Whatever you're going through in your life can't separate you from God's love. Amen? God has an undying love for you. And He wants you to possess that kind of love in your life. Amen? He don't just want us to be loved by Him. He wants us to learn that love so that we can share that love with everyone we come into contact with. Amen? The love of God. Romans 8, 37 through 39 says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." My, God's trying to let us know that there's nothing that should separate you from Him. Amen? He has done everything that He can to love you and to share His mercy with you. Amen. It's up to us to grab hold of the love of God and apply it into our innermost being. Amen. Because He wants us to be more like Him. Amen. God wants you to love like He loves. You that are here today are listening to this message, and this, you may be wanting to tune it out, and just, you're not so fond of that word love. Your mind, in your mind, because love, that love that you know has been shattered. And the love that you've experienced just didn't work out right. I don't know, maybe it just didn't happen the way you thought love should happen. You may be thinking, what is love? What is it? What is this mysterious word called love? Those definitions of how God's love is nothing like how you have been loved, or how you are loving others. You don't understand. Help us, Lord, tonight to learn how to love and feel that kind of love. Because you've never experienced that kind of love. Your love was not much. There was not much care for you. And you find yourself having a hard time dealing with the word called love and the action called love. I want to tell you that God's love is not like the love that you experience. God's love isn't like that. Amen? He is a total different kind of being. Amen. His love will amaze you. So we as humans have a misguided thought of love. Amen. So many, if I went around the room and asked, what do you think love is? How do you view love in your life? How do you show love? It would probably all have a little bit different tone to it from each individual here tonight. So if you will, do this. This is, you know, if we, whatever we do, whatever we find ourselves doing, and trying to experience how to love somebody, how to show that love, because it's not very natural to us. Maybe your life growing up, there was no love shared with you. And so now trying to live your life and now trying to raise a family and do what you need to do and reach out to friends and coworkers, and you're trying to love them and you really don't really have a definition of what love really is or how it really works. I pray tonight that we can learn from the attributes of God. And we can draw close to God and ask God to help us to love like Him. God didn't require anything for our love. Amen. The Lord told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1, He says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." God has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for you. Before you even were ever born, before you ever learned your clouded view of what love was, God loved you and had a plan already. He's got a plan for your life. Amen? God has a way for you, and He wants to show you how to love like He does. You were taught a perverted view of love, and that's why you struggle with a God who says He loves you. It's easy to say, yeah, God loves me, but why am I going through what I'm going through? Why am I having to live this way? Why did I have to go through what I went through? We struggle, and we struggle with a God who says He loves us. Your view of love was a father or mother walking out on you. Your view of love was a stepfather or stepmother's abuse. Your view of love was a cheating spouse or a spouse that walked out on you. Your view of love was a friend that stuck you in the back and took advantage of you. Friend, whatever misguided view you have experienced, God's love can mend that tonight. Amen? If you've experienced those types of love that I just explained, I'm here to tell you that's not God's love. That's not God's mercy. Amen? That's not how my God treats us. Amen? My God never leaves us, or He will never forsake us. Amen. He is our ever-present help tonight. 1 John 4:7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another. Woo. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not God, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Amen. If you're having a hard time with love, it's because you don't know God, who is love. Amen. And you can know Him. Amen. You can get that love inside of you, and He will teach you how to love like you need to love. Amen. You don't have to struggle, amen, with your family, with your spouse. You don't have to struggle that way. You can receive the love of God and learn how to love them like Jesus loved them. Amen. That's what God's wanting to do tonight. He's wanting you to take up His cross tonight and love somebody, even when it's hard, even when they're cursing at you, even when they're saying vile things against you. He's wanting you to love them like He loves, because God is love. Amen. And if He's in you, you will love. That's a good way to judge our character, judge our lives. Amen. How much do we love others? How much do we care for them people that are in our lives and around us? Is God love to you? If you can throw away your perverted view of what love is and replace it with a godly love, you will then have a true love. You will have a love that never ends. Amen? A love that never fails. You say, what is love? The Bible says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, in verse 4, it says, love suffers long and is kind. Well, you say, what do I need to do? Be kind. Suffer long. Take a little bit. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. It thinks no evil. My, we've got a pretty perverted love thought, don't we? When it comes to what God is expecting of us, His love, true love. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But I'm here to tell you tonight, that's how God wants us to love. Amen? We want to learn the love, the true love of God. We need to dig through that scripture and work it out in our lives. Amen? And we can find love, true, lasting peace and love in our life. So I'm talking about God's love. If you will let this one called Jesus in your life, you will learn about what love really is. Amen. You will have to go back through your life and check the way you learned to love with how God wants us to really love. Amen? Allow God to rearrange the furniture in your life, and it'll help you in your daily relationships with others. It'll change the way you deal with others. It'll change the way you have relationship with family members. Because you'll love like He loves. You won't love like the the world's perverted mentality of love is. I want to learn how to love like Jesus. God never fails. Amen. I fail all the time. God never fails. Amen. How many times have others said they would do what they said they would do, but did not do it? They didn't do what they promised. And you're stuck there wondering, do they love me? They said they was going to be here. They said they was going to do whatever they told you they were going to do, but yet they failed and didn't follow through. My God will never fail. You can trust that. Amen? God never fails you. He never gives up. He never walks away. If God says He will do it, you can bank on it. You can take it to the bank. It's going to happen. Amen? If God has given you a promise in your life, you can bank on that. It's your promise is going to come to pass. Because God never goes back on His word. Amen. I'm talking about the love of God. God never fails. If God says He will do, He's going to do it. Your way may have been full of misrepresented views of love. But if you will let Jesus in, He will show you what true love really means. Amen. Doesn't matter who it is tonight that's here in this place, whether you're a saint, whether you're a sinner, whether you're in between, where you are in God, God's got something for you to learn about His love. Amen? And God can help you in your relationships. Amen? God can help you to begin to learn how to love all over again. Your view of love for others is conditional. It's conditional. Well, if you'll do this, then I'll do that. Right? That's how we love one another. We have a conditional kind of love. Well, you treat me right, I'll treat you right. I'm glad God don't treat me like that. He'd have done kicked me out on the road a long time ago. Amen. God's love don't fail. He never walks out. He's continual. He's always there. John in chapter 14 and verse 26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." The Comforter has come and is available to you today. You can repent and let God's Spirit in you. Amen? That's the only way that's ever going to happen. Amen? You want God to live and breathe on the inside of you? You want there to be a river of living water flowing inside of you? You've got to come to a place of repentance. You've got to get down and to brass tacks with Jesus Christ and say, "God, it's between me and you." Because none of these other things can separate us. None of these other excuses that I have can separate me from your love. The only thing that can separate you from God's love, my friend, is you. Your unwillingness to repent and allow Jesus Christ inside of you. Amen. The only thing that prevents God from having fellowship with us is sin in our unwillingness to allow him in. Amen. I've got to have and make a decision. God, let your love in me so that I can be a man that will love. Amen. I would hate to see what I would have been without the love of God. Amen. Amen. I am thankful that I know who Jesus is. If it wasn't for his love, I can tell you I wouldn't be here. Amen. If it wasn't for somebody showing me God's love, how to love others the way God loves, I would not be here today. Amen. And I'm thankful that they showed me that. And I'm thankful that I'm still learning more of the love of God. Amen. We ought to still ever be learning and receiving and allowing this love of God to embrace our life, to become a part of the fabric of who we are. Amen. I'm challenging you tonight to study the love of God, to get the love of God into your life and allow it to exude out of your life. Amen. Allow the love of God to get down into the dirty places of the world. Amen. And reach out to someone and show them how to love like Jesus loves. Amen. You can show them by getting down there yourself and reaching to that one that's hurting. Get down there to that one that's down and out. Amen. And you can lead them to the love of God. That, my friend, is the love of God. Amen. And if you'll study that and you'll get that in your life, you can reach hurting, lonely, lost, dying people with God's love. You don't have to do it on your own. So throw away the misguided ways that we have learned from the path of our lives, how it has led us to pick up God's way of love. Throw away that old life. Throw away that old hurt. Amen. Get yourself in the book and learn how to love like Jesus loved. Amen. Learn, let him just love you. You are the apple of his eye. Amen. He cared so much about you that he allowed them to pierce his skin with nails and hang and die so that you could live. So that you could be set free from the bonds of sin. Amen. And rise above this hopelessness that we face in our world. Amen. The love of God wants to come to you tonight and he wants to help you. He wants to give you power to walk out of that and walk toward him and become greater. Have a greater love. Have patience. Have long suffering with others. Don't be easily angered. Don't be easily set off. Learn how to love like Jesus loves. The scripture does tell us not to lean on our own understanding of love. God's love will teach you to true meaning of love. I want to know the true meaning of love. I want to learn how to love right, righteously. Amen. I don't do it all the time like I should. I need to learn how to do it right. Amen. I need to learn how God loves. 1 John 4:9-11, it says, "In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. It was the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross so your sins could be remitted, so my sins could be remitted. Your sins could be erased from God's eye, from his view. When you are baptized in the name of Jesus, you have an never-ending stream of God's love applied to you. Amen? What an amazing thing. Amen? By obedience to Jesus Christ, and you allow a man of God to baptize you in the name of Jesus, that stream begins to flow in your life, and it loves you even when you're unlovable. Amen? Amen. It never stops. It's always flowing to your life if you want it there. Amen? Oh, I'm thankful that God doesn't force me to love him. He doesn't twist my arm and force me into a relationship to know him. But it's a choice that we, each and every one of us here tonight, has to stand before him one day. And one day you will bow. And you will acknowledge who is Lord. But right now he's offering grace. He's saying, here, come. It's your choice. He's offering a way out of death. Amen. He's offering you a life of pleasure and joy. We sang about it tonight. Amen. The wonderful things that we're going to experience in heaven. Amen. The life of peace for eternity. Amen. It's your choice tonight. You can walk out that door and reject the love of God. You can walk and keep walking into your world of perverted love and be blinded to the love of God. It's your choice. God won't force you. He's calling you, though. He's calling to you and saying, it's simple, my friend. You can learn how to love and be loved. God's wanting to show us how to love like he loves. Don't let the devil tell you you cannot be free from sin because God is love. You can walk away from that lifestyle. You can walk away and live for Jesus Christ. Amen? And be a powerful vessel in his hand. Amen? Because there is this thing called love that died for you on a cross. This man called Jesus died and shed his blood on a cross so that you could live, so that you could be free from the bonds of this world, the bonds of sin, and the bonds that bind us from doing his perfect will. You don't have to walk that way. You can walk to an altar and you can give your life to Jesus. And you can tell him, I will serve you. I want to love you. If you have that Jesus inside you, who is love, he said you should love everyone. That's a tall order for some of us. Amen? That's a tall order. We need to have love for everyone. You mean those One's on the other side of the aisle. Yeah. You mean those ones that in that church that I used to attend? Yeah. My friend, we're only going to a place. There's going to be no division. Amen. There's not going to be any schisms in heaven. There's not going to be any division. There's not going to be any feuding and fighting in heaven. That's why we must learn here on earth how to get along and love our brothers. And the only way that you can do that, I'm here to tell you, is letting Jesus inside of here teach you how to love. Amen. Gotta love each other. Gotta love her. We gotta love each other. Amen. Or God can't be in us. That's a tall order, my friend. But the only way you can do that is with his power. I can't do that on my own. Amen. I can't do that on my own. God will help us to love like he loves. Not the way I learned how to love. 1 John 3, it says, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. I'm talking about God's love. You can find rest in your weary soul because of the love of God. Amen? Let him in and he will teach you his love, his way, his peace. Take on God's love, God's attributes, and throw away your learned, perverted views of love. Amen. God will show you a righteous love. Amen. He wants to love you. He wants to show you how to love. Amen. I want to learn how to love like he loves. Zephaniah 3 and 17. It says, The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. You need the love of God if you are ever going to believe in yourself. Amen. So many times we're hard on ourselves. And we don't believe that we can do it. We don't believe that we're even capable or worthy of it. It's because you ain't trusting in Jesus. Because God don't see you the way you see you. Amen? God sees you much bigger and in greater positions than you see yourself. Amen? You see you like the world has trained you to see you. Because this perverted view of love that the world has and the lifestyle that your life has lived, that's the view of love in your mind. God wants to change that. God wants to say, he's trying to tell you, lay that aside. That's not right. That's not my love. That's not what love truly is. Come unto me, he's saying tonight. He's saying, come unto me. Let me show you what true love is. Let me show you how to get along with your sister. Let me show you how to get along with your brothers. Amen. Let me show you how to get along with your wife, your husband. Let me show you how to love like I love. God wants to show you how to love your sister. You know that? Yeah. Amen. There's going to be people walk through these doors that are going to be hard to love. Amen. They're going to be loud. They're going to be boisterous. They're going to know-it-alls. They're going to have all this distorted views of love. But if we have the love of God, it doesn't matter who walks through that door. We can wrap our arms around them, no matter how they look, no matter how they smell, no matter how they walk, no matter how they talk. We can shine the love of Jesus Christ and love them like He loves us. Amen? That's the kind of church that God is looking for, the church that will love like Him. I want to be that. Amen. I want to reach to the hurting, to the lonely, to the down and outs, and show them the love of God. And you know, you can be as well off as anybody in this world and have no love. Be more lonely than anybody on earth. They need to learn how to love like God loves. And if they will come to Him and simply repent of their way, God will show them that love. But it's up to us. It's up to us. This just little congregation right here. We got a big job out there. We've got to show them. And until we get that in our hearts, amen. I pray that we take this home with us tonight and we ask God to search us. Help us to get any of the junk out of our lives and replace it with His love so that we can be productive in love this world. Amen. Because God is love. God cares for each and every one of us. Amen. Let's stand tonight. If you don't know the love of Jesus, don't leave until you've repented of your sins and been baptized in Jesus' name and allowed the Holy Ghost to fill you. Amen. And you begin to walk a new life of love. God's love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on me. Amen? You can be assured that His love never runs out. And you can always know and trust that God will be there for you. I must learn to love like Him. Lord, I pray tonight, Jesus, God, that we can examine our hearts and our minds, Lord. God, that we can know You, Lord, because without this love, if we have aught and we have hurt and we have perverted thoughts of love and we don't love like You love, God, Lord, we stand a chance to not make it. God, but I want to be covered by Your love. And Lord, I want to have a heart to examine myself and see if there be any wicked way in me, God, so that I can live a life full of love for others like You loved, so that me and You can have that relationship. I thank You for Your word. Help me to love, God. Help me to love more like You. In Jesus' name, praise You. Praise God. God bless you. Thank you. If you're a guest here tonight, thank you for coming. We're glad you're here. Amen. God bless you.